We hear about two widows in our readings today. In the first reading, we hear about a widow who's living during a terrible drought, and she has one son, and she's to the very last bit of her food. She has a little bit of flour and a little bit of oil left, and she's preparing to make a final meal with her and her son before they starve to death. And so she's on the verge of despair. And that's when the prophet Elijah comes, and she says the situation to him, and he says, "Bake me a cake first. Use the last of your flour and the last of your oil and give it to me, and then the Lord will provide for you." And she does it, and her flour and her oil are not exhausted until the rains come, and so they survived off that for over a year. And so we hear about this incredible act of faith and generosity on this widow's part, literally risking death to give something to the Lord. And then in the gospel, we hear about another widow who has two copper coins, which was worth hardly anything, but it's everything that she has, and she gives it to the temple. The temple at that time was incredibly wealthy. It was the treasury of the entire nation. And the Israelites all tithed, which meant they gave 10% of their income each year to the temple, and along with other sacrifices they'd make offerings for, like for atonement of sin or other things. And so the temple was they had all sorts of gold vessels, you know, gold adornments. It was vastly wealthy, and we hear about rich people who are going one after another and making donations. The reality is her two copper coins meant absolutely nothing to the temple financially. They were practically useless. And yet she gives them anyway. And so these two widows, you know, on a human standpoint, is what they're doing reasonable? Probably not. I think the reasonable thing would be to eat the last of your food and keep the two coins for yourself. But what it shows on the part of these two widows is a tremendous act of faith. At their concern, first and foremost, their love is for God more than themselves. And they place their trust in the Lord that if they give their best to him, that he's going to bless them. And so this act of sacrifice, this amazing generosity, is precious in God's eyes. And while this widow in the gospel might be very poor in the world's eyes, she's vastly wealthy in what matters to God, which is the generosity and the goodness of her heart. I think this widow in the gospel would be an amazing person to be around or to meet. You know, if you're ever in need, she would be the person to go to, because you know she would give you anything that you asked for. It reminds me of my own grandmothers. I know that if I need anything, that they'd give me, you know, anything that they could. And I'm sure this woman was a woman of deep faith, probably very strong willpower, and probably a woman of great wisdom as well. You know, our donations to the church aren't just about keeping the lights on or about keeping a roof over our heads and keeping the furnaces going. It's about, first and foremost, a self-sacrifice where we make an act of faith and an act of love, and we place the Lord before ourselves. And we give first to the Lord, and we live off what's left over. And so there's a spirituality of self-sacrifice that makes us generous people when we place the Lord above ourselves. And it's an act of faith as well. But I want to talk today a little bit about another widow that we hear about in the New Testament, whose generosity goes even beyond the widow that we hear about who gives the two copper coins in today's gospel. You know, this is a widow who voluntarily accepted poverty her entire life. And she sacrificed something that was far more precious than a financial sacrifice or a sacrifice of two coins. She sacrificed the most precious thing in her heart, which was her own divine son. You know, a widow who stood at the foot of the cross and actually consented to her son's execution for our sake. A widow who loves each one of us so deeply that she allowed her own son to be crucified for our sake. And she allowed a lance to pierce her own son's heart, and in piercing her son's heart, to pierce her own heart. There's no one who is in this world as deeply concerned about our needs, whether it's our daily needs or whether it's our psychological or our spiritual needs. You know, when we're broken, when we feel betrayed, when we're lonely, and our ultimate and deepest thirst, which is for a relationship with God, nobody is so concerned about those as the Blessed Virgin Mary. And nobody who has a heart that's so inflamed with generosity and with charity for us as her heart. And as our Lord was dying on the cross and he looked down and he saw the Blessed Mother there and saw a woman of such great sacrifice and generosity, at that moment, he gave a command to each one of us. He said, "Behold your mother." He asked each one of us to take the Blessed Virgin Mary as our own mother. And Jesus Christ appointed Mary as the mediatrix of grace. What we mean by the mediatrix is she is the one who distributes all the grace that Jesus Christ won for us on the cross. So he's the one who merited it, and he won the grace, and he can distribute it however he sees fit. And by his own choice, he chose to distribute it through the Blessed Virgin Mary. So the grace that comes to us through the hands of the Blessed Mother. And she distributes grace with incredible and incomprehensible generosity because of her deep love for us. If she was willing to give up her own divine son and to allow him to be executed for our sake, imagine how generously she would provide for every single one of our other needs if we would simply ask her. How can we doubt her generosity when she's shown such generosity at the foot of the cross? And so for those who pray the rosary frequently or who wear the scapular or who have some other devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary, I think this is a good reminder that no prayer that we ever offer to her is unheard. Even when our prayers are distracted or even when we feel like it's just rote memorization and we're just going through the same motions again and again and our prayers feel dry and we wonder, is this doing any good? That every one of those prayers is precious in the eyes of our Blessed Mother and of her Son, and that she hears every single one of those prayers, and every single one of those prayers is pleasing to her. The only limitation on the grace that we receive is the limitations that we place on it. If we're not open to grace, or if we reject grace, it's not a lack on the part of the generosity of the Blessed Virgin, it's a lack on our willingness to receive grace. And so if we don't pray, or if we don't pray very much, or if we don't have a devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary, imagine how frustrating that would be from her standpoint to have this whole ocean of grace that she wishes to pour out upon us, to heal us when we're broken, to strengthen our faith, to bring us into a deeper relationship with her Son. If she has this whole ocean waiting to be poured out upon us, and all she can give us is a couple drops, because that's all we're willing to receive. Imagine how frustrating that would be for her. Imagine how many people there are who are concerned about work, about sports, about 100 different commitments, and yet they don't have time to offer a prayer to the Blessed Virgin Mary to receive those graces. And so as we reflect on today's gospel, I think it's good for us to meditate upon the generosity of these two widows we hear in the readings and the generosity of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And how generously she wishes to pour grace out upon us. And how deep her longing is to bring us health and healing. And what it is that she offers us. It's not entertainment. It's not instant gratification. But a transformation to become children of God. That's what she offers us. And perhaps this is an opportunity for us, the next time we go to pray the rosary or the next time we kiss our scapulars, to recognize how important and how valuable that is and that no prayer is ever unheard. And so perhaps that can give us greater confidence in prayer. Or if it's been a while since we've had a rich life of prayer or dusted off the rosary beads, perhaps this is an opportunity for us to raise our eyes upward and to taste the generosity of the Sacred Heart of Jesus Christ, which he offers to us through the hands of his Blessed Mother.